2 years ago today, Republicans in Congress passed a sweeping tax cut. It was supposed to be a gift-wrap present for taxpayers and the economy, but in hindsight, it looks more like a budget-busting lump of coal. A Gallup poll this year showed that more than 4 out of 10 Americans aren't even sure if the tax cut saved them money. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The tax cut, passed on a party-line vote 2 years ago, is the signature legislative accomplishment of President Trump's first term. Trump campaigned hard for the measure, telling supporters a vote to cut taxes is a vote to put America first.
Our focus is on helping the folks who work in the mailrooms and the machine shops of America, the plumbers, the carpenters, the cops, the teachers, the truck drivers, the pipe fitters, the people that like me best.
In fact, more than 60% of the tax savings went to people in the top 20% of the income ladder. Corporations also won big. Their tax rate was slashed by 40%.
And it will be rocket fuel for our economy.
Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin insisted the economy would grow so fast after the tax cut, it would more than make up for the revenue lost to lower rates.
The tax plan will pay for itself with economic growth.
It hasn't worked out that way.
It was unbelievable at the time, and it's proven to be absolutely untrue. The tax cuts were never going to and have not come anywhere close to paying for themselves.
Maya McGinnis of the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget notes that tax revenues as a share of the economy fell in each of the 2 years since the tax cut took effect.
Not surprising, if you cut taxes, you get less in revenues. And what we've been doing at the same time is we've been increasing spending. And no surprise, our deficit has exploded.
The deficit this year was nearly $1 trillion, a level of red ink usually seen only when the government's fighting a recession or a widespread war. But at least the economy got a permanent boost from the tax cut, right? Here's what Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell promised when the cut was passed.
After 8 straight years of slow growth and underperformance, America is ready to take off.
In fact, GDP growth last year was exactly the same as in 2015. Gregory Dacco of Oxford Economics says the tax cut did provide a short-term boost to the economy, but the rocket fuel burned off quickly.
There was an acceleration in terms of momentum for business investment, but it was rather short-lived, and a year further down the road, we're really not seeing much of any leftover of this fiscal stimulus package.
To be sure, the stock market is booming, and unemployment is at near record lows. But the tax cut has not delivered the sustained bounce in economic growth that was promised. Hamstrung in part by the president's trade war, the economy is projected to grow only about 2% this coming year, slightly below the average growth rate since 2010. While most Americans give the economy high marks, that doesn't extend to the tax cut. A Gallup poll last tax season found just 40% of Americans approve of the cut, while 49% disapprove. Democratic Senator Ron Wyden of Oregon says the cut has become a political liability for the GOP.
The people who are celebrating are the high flyers, corporate executives. But if you work for a living, this sure looks like a con job.
Now, most workers did enjoy some tax savings from the cut, but since it was spread throughout the year, that increase in take-home pay was invisible to many people. Just 14% of those surveyed by Gallup believe their taxes went down. Perhaps it's an acknowledgement of that sentiment that the president is now talking about another round of tax cuts after the 2020 election, a kind of makeup for some of those same workers in mailrooms and machine shops.
We're going to be doing a major middle-income tax cut if we take back the House.
Trump made similar promises before last year's midterm election, but that follow-up to his 2017 tax cut never materialized. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.